Mason Nealon talking with Coon Rapids Baird head volleyball coach Natalie Lewis. Natalie, we appreciate you joining us here today.
You're welcome.
So take us through kind of the outlook for your team here. Kind of tell us who's returning for you or who's going to kind of step up for you this year.
Well, we're fortunate enough to have everybody returning from last year. We didn't graduate any seniors. So we have high expectations that we'll just grow on what we had last year. And so far we've seen that in the season. We've made a few changes just internally as far as who's kind of playing where. Pretty much the same core, maybe a few more here and there, but that's still kind of to be determined.
And you talk about you guys making some of those changes with somebody playing in a different spot. Can you kind of give us a look at who's going to be playing where or kind of what you guys are going to look at this year?
Jeez, you're after all my secrets. No. obviously our setter's going to stay the same. She was a freshman last year, and she's going to be a sophomore this year. She's our only underclassman. The rest of them are seniors, majority of the rest of them are seniors. So we have a very senior-heavy class. Malia, obviously, will be still outside. But we just kind of moved some of the core around as far as playing middle, playing outside, kind of moving around like that. So.
And then for you guys to get ready for the season, what has kind of the summer looked like for you guys?
Yeah, so we get the opportunity to have open gym all summer, which is good. We did some scrimmages this summer, and then we had camp, and now we're, 3 days into practice and 4 days into practice, and we've had a scrimmage, and we've got a couple more scrimmages lined up, so I'm excited to kind of grow on what we kind of learned from our last scrimmage, so that'll be exciting for us.
And what have you kind of seen as a coach throughout these scrimmages that you've liked so far?
We definitely growth, right? Like every year we're a bit stronger, we're a bit faster, we understand the system a little bit better. So I think just things we did in our first scrimmage, we wouldn't have done, even thought about doing, in the middle of last year, maybe even the end of last year. So just to see that growth and how much improvement they've made in a year, and how much bigger, bigger, faster, stronger the girls are as they develop.
And you kind of talked a little bit earlier and you said that you got a kind of senior dominant lineup. I mean, for you as a coach to be able to see that a lot of seniors are there, do you think that they're kind of taking that leadership role for your guys' team this year?
Yeah, I've had these same actually girls since most of them have played since they were sophomores. So, just the growth and just for them to understand kind of what it means to be a leader, they've kind of had to do it the whole way up. So, but it's a little bit heavier now and it's a little bit more important now. So I hope that they recognize that. And so far they have.
And for you guys, I mean, for a leadership role there, that's probably pretty important for them to be able to teach the younger classmen and maybe let those younger classmen kind of step into their role when they graduate. Is that something that you're looking at this year?
Absolutely. Just trying to, we're going to lose a lot of seniors next year and we're aware of that, but just trying to prep the JV or the next group to come in as much as we can to be able to play next year and try to keep the level as high as we can. That's our goal.
And then for you guys, I mean, probably a pretty good conference for you this year, but have you had a chance to be able to see kind of how the conference is going to shape this year, kind of who's going to be near that top of the conference this year?
Yes and no. I mean, we scrimmaged some of the teams early, like the summer, played just some multi-purpose scrimmages, but I know I had girls missing, they had girls missing. So it's kind of hard to say like in the summer, cause that's not going to be a consistent group of girls, but yeah. I think it's definitely going to be competitive. So I'm excited for that.
And then obviously still kind of a young season for you guys, only 4 practices in, but have you guys gotten the chance to sit down and maybe set some goals for yourselves?
Absolutely. I think that's important to do right out of the gates. In fact, we started doing that in May, or June, and just trying to figure out like, okay, this is where we want to be. Obviously you have a lot of seniors, so they don't get next year. So they got to make the best out of this year. And so I think those girls kind of last year, they set their goals pretty low. Cause I don't know if they just didn't expect to be able to compete like they did, but they did a really good job. And I think they kind of exceeded their goals. And so we kind of just emphasize this year, like set your goals to where you really want to be. Cause you guys have the ability to be there. So I'm excited to see how many of those get checked off.
Well, Natalie, we appreciate you joining us here on this early morning, and we wish you guys the best of luck starting off this new season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.